Seduction Point is now Ayiklutu, and medevac services are implementing new protocols to transport COVID-19 patients. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. Seduction Point in Haines will no longer go by that name. The southern tip of the Haines Isthmus will now be known as Ayiklutu. The Chilkoot Indian Association applied to change the name last year. Local elders and historians say the name Seduction Point misrepresented the 18th century rape of a Tlingit woman by British soldiers there. Ayiklutu is the original Tlingit name, meaning roughly point within a point. The Alaska Historical Commission approved the proposal last year. The United States Board of Geographical Names met virtually this week to officially accept the change. Their office said the change will be updated in the official geographic names database in the coming days, and federal maps and charts will be updated in the next revision cycle. Alaska's state government hasn't received all of the medical supplies from the federal government that it's asked for, so it's turning to sources both inside the state and around the world. The state requested more than 3 million N95 masks from the federal government and has received less than 200,000. It also has shortages of medical gowns, face shields, gloves, and surgical masks. Alaska Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink said at the Daily News Conference on COVID-19 Wednesday that there are global shortages.
And so we are working with manufacturers in the state as well as federal and local and international partners to try to obtain more personal protective gear and really more testing so that we can make sure that people are being screened, quarantined, tested appropriately.
The state has received all of the ventilators it asked for. It also received all of the Abbott kits it asked for. Those provide rapid testing for the virus. Zink says the shortage of personal protective equipment has led public health experts to think creatively about how to meet the state's needs.
I feel like I'm becoming a manufacturing supply chain expert, trying to figure out how we get, you know, supplies from one place to another and how do we develop it and how much lag time those things need and how much raw materials.
The state also changed the guidelines for who should be tested. Patients at any facility where healthcare services are provided, like the jails and long-term care facilities, can now be tested at the state labs. People who live in the same households as healthcare providers can also now be tested. And people working in critical infrastructure jobs, like in grocery stores, have been added to those who could have tests sent to out-of-state labs. People who don't have symptoms are still not eligible for testing under the guidelines, though providers can use their discretion. The majority of recorded COVID-19 cases in Alaska are concentrated in cities like Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. But if more people become ill in rural areas, the need for medical transport could increase. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports that medevac services are implementing new protocols to handle the transport of patients with COVID-19.
If rural residents have a severe enough case of COVID-19, they will need medical transport to a larger hospital. Jared Sherman is the VP of Northwest Operations for Global Medical Response, a consortium of medical transportation companies that includes Guardian Flight.
As you can imagine, the majority of our small facilities across Alaska don't really have the capabilities to handle a patient that could end up on a ventilator or needing that higher critical care.
Local physicians are responsible for determining when a greater level of care is necessary, and clinics are responsible for arranging the transport to a larger hospital in cities like Anchorage and Seattle. Guardian Flight has already begun implementing new protocols to limit exposure to the novel coronavirus. All flights are screened by the company's dispatch center to determine if patients may have been exposed to or display symptoms of COVID-19. Staff have also been equipped with personal protective equipment and may place face masks on patients they are transporting. In addition, the company will no longer allow people to accompany patients on board unless they are absolutely necessary. For example, minors may be accompanied by an adult.
That's both for limiting exposure, but it's also because when they end up in this, the receiving facility, they also have strict guidelines as to who they can accept. So we don't want anybody to end up someplace and then stranded.
COVID-19 patients may end up in a hospital with a no visitation policy, so it's important to prepare accordingly. However, Sherman says that Guardian Flight aims to minimize luggage and other personal items to reduce the risk of exposing pilots and flight nurses to the coronavirus. He hopes the public will continue to keep the number of COVID-19 cases down through physical distancing, but says Guardian Flight will be ready to handle a surge in patients if necessary.
In some ways, we're prepared normally in the summer months for a significant growth in transport need due to all the cruise ships that come in. So we feel fairly prepared to react and respond should our calls increase. And then we have the ability to pull in resources elsewhere if need be.
The three companies that fly patients out of Southeast Alaska are LifeMed, Airlift Northwest, and Guardian Flight. They offer household memberships that help cut out-of-pocket costs. Those can be purchased online. Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium can also assist patients with purchasing medevac insurance at the time of the flight. Skagway residents are able to get medevac insurance reimbursed by the municipality. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
For the KHNS Local News, I'm Claire Strempel. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.